I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Excellent. Do we have another text from Kathy?
We have two more texts from Kathy, and we have one more from Mel.
Okay, go. Go, because I don't have these in front of me.
This message is for Kathy Marshall. You can just negate me from the so-so question quiz, because I already won. But I'm just dying to hear who the winner is.
Yeah.
Is there any estimated time as to when the so-so question desk people will get around to doing their job?
Clutch the pearls.
Why are we getting so-so desk questions?
Because if you recall, it was last year that it had been months, and Kathy Marshall actually made the decision right in our chat room. Like, we knew before anyone,
you know, it's funny.
She had made the decision. We didn't know what she decided.
Kathy Marshall is not in the chat room.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Excellent.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4782, I say chew. BFO for Monday, the 8th of June, 2026, y'all. Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend and a little controversy on Ruination Recap. Safe travelers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're safe travelers today, because, y'all, that's what we're saying to Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and Tommy, as they head out from the villa, heading back to Georgia to their home there. Y'all, it's been a lovely, just a lovely visit, and y'all, I'll tell you more about that. Big Fatty, why don't you just go ahead and get right into it right now? I think maybe I will. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fall Right little show. And on Thursday, you know, I've told you that my Apple clock, you know, it gives me goals to reach each month. And my goal for June was to walk double of my daily goal, which I set at 60 minutes of nipposizing. Walk double that at least twice during the month. Well, y'all, on Thursday, I hit that goal. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And so I... that's off the, so y'all, I'm not having to walk 2 hours a day, but y'all, you know, I usually walk an hour and 45 minutes or so, so it wasn't really that much more than I normally walk, but anyway, it's nice to get that goal taken care of. You know, Wes and Tommy, they headed over they came over on Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty. No, do they come Thursday or Friday? Big Fatty, we don't know. I don't remember. Well, they were here. Yeah, they're Friday night. No, I think they came over on Thursday. They came over on Thursday because, yes, they came over on Thursday. And, y'all, I was watching the sports ball and everything, and the Atlanta Braves have been doing okay this afternoon as I'm recording this and getting the ass beat. But anyway, they came over on Thursday, and y'all, Wes did like that Peterpotamus does and shared his location so I could see where they were coming. And y'all, I'm looking at this, and I'm going, why in the hell are they taking the route that they're taking? And y'all, they ran into terrible traffic right outside on the west side of Columbia. You know, that's the place where if the state of South Carolina were receiving an enema, it would be inserted. Yes, Big Fatty, the butthole. And but y'all, they got here. I don't know. It was about 6:30 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, we just had a lovely evening. They were happy to have a cocktail or two, and I had something for them to snack on. It may have been cheese cookies, but I don't remember. And y'all, finally, and they weren't real. Oh, I'm starving. You know, it's do you want to go get some? I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, y'all, I made a big old batch of microwave popcorn with the good butter on it. And y'all scarfed it down like it was the last supper. And so y'all, you know, Big Fatty, he's going to stay in his routine. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, I don't know. It was probably about 10 p.m. in the evening. I finally said, okay, y'all can stay up as late as you want, but I'm going to bed because I'm old. Yes, Big Fatty, old and fat. It's true. Y'all, speaking of old and fat, old Veda and I, Veda had sent me a message on Sunday, since you have house guests, would you like to delay the recording of the LFC to Monday? And I said, yes. And, right now, he's out running errands, Sunday afternoon, since Wes and Tommy have gone down to the Big Circle area for the last day of the Big Circle Pride. All of a sudden, it's quiet here in the villa, and I could report. So I told him. I said, "Well, I'm free now." He's out running errands and all. So it'll be a late Monday, what do you call it, LFC for you. But it's coming. Y'all got up on morning, y'all. I was making my Mussolini Italian spaghetti for Friday night on Thursday when they got here. And y'all, big old pot of sketty. And y'all, two of their friends and folks that I know from the Madremlins, they were in town also for the weekend, and I had told them to extend the invitation to them to join us. But y'all, they had other plans. Of course, I didn't learn they weren't going to join us until I had made enough Italian Mussolini spaghetti for eight people. Anyway, there was plenty of leftovers. Everybody was happy. But, we went out Thursday. We went to get some lunch. Y'all, we went to the Swig and Swine. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I had a half portion of the, pork skin nachos. And y'all, what it is fried poke skins that they fry right there, and then they put pulled poke on top of it, and they put barbecued onions on top of it, so they're cooked, and then they put queso cheese on top of that, and then they sprinkle it with the jalapenos. Well, y'all, they put way too many jalapenos. I ended up scraping most of them off. Durwood would have eaten every one of them. But so I had that, and I think Tommy had a some kind of grilled cheese sandwich, but I think it had some kind of barbecue meat on it. I don't remember what it was. And Wes had something called the big hookah or the big, I don't know, it wasn't the hookah, but yes, because there's only one hookah, and that's the sugar hookah. It's true. But it was like the big nasty, that's what it was. Big Fatty, I thought that was you. But anyway, he had the big nasty, and y'all, none of us could finish our meal. And they had a half order of the fried poke rinds with the pimento cheese, homemade pimento cheese, as their appetizer. And, y'all, we ended up bringing half of each of our meals home with us. And, y'all, that became almost became a problem because, you know, I had food to store for right at Fatty's. And, y'all, Wes was in charge of making the dessert for right. Yeah, Fatty's, y'all, he made a lovely trifle. He baked a cake. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely. And y'all, he brought his own trifle bowl. Veda, by the way, Veda stopped by during the afternoon to visit. I guess Veda was here probably a little more than an hour visiting with them. But anyway, the trifle was a layer of white cake that he baked here in the oven. And then there was a layer of blueberry pie filling. And then there was a layer of vanilla pudding. And then there was another layer of the white cake. And then there was a layer of the... of strawberry pie filling. Y'all, I'd never seen canned strawberry pie filling before, but y'all, there it was. And then he was going to put Cool Whip on top. I said, no. So y'all, we got some whipping cream, and there was real whipped cream to go on top. Yes, Big Fatty. And got that in, had to make room for that in the refrigerator because it needed to chill down. And anyway, y'all, I had a deluxe charcuterie board. I had a horseradish cheddar cheese, and I had bacon gouda cheese, and I had different kinds of salami and pepperoni and prosciutto wrapped around the mozzarella sticks and some crackers. I had some Triscuits and plain cheddar cheese for the nip because, you know, those other things are just way too fancy. Way too fancy for him. And Durwood or the nip arrived, and then Durwood and Granny came after that, and y'all, we had just a lovely evening. It was a table full of food, that's for sure. And anyway, after that, Durwood and Granny, y'all, I could tell Granny was fading fast, and Durwood was kind of. He was just low energy, we'll say. But that's okay because, anyway, Granny and Durwood headed on home, and the nip was going to go out and meet folks, I think, up there at the circle. And Wes and Tommy, they decided, you know, I'm going to save my energy for Saturday when the main event is happening. So y'all, again, early to bed for right good night. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all got up on Saturday morning. I'd gotten some blueberry muffins at the Sam's Club for them to have for their brufkas. Wes had made some homemade just white sandwich bread. As a little hostess gift, and y'all, delicious, just delicious. I had a slice of that for my brofkas on Saturday with plenty of butter. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And then on the once they got up, you know, they are late risers, but that's okay, because they're on their own holiday. And so they got up and had a muffin, and then they were all gonna Durwood was gonna come by here. Durwood sent a message about 1 o'clock saying, or 2 o'clock. Saying, okay, I'm going to hop in the shower and I'll be right over. Well, y'all, it was over an hour before he got here. And when he got here, I said, well, that was quite a hell of a shower. And anyway, y'all, evidently he wasn't pleased with his initial costume to wear. And y'all, so they all went out Saturday afternoon to the street fire and met friends and hung out and nattered and drank, and I guess they got back in about, oh, I don't know, it was 12:30 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, and I had gone to bed at 9 o'clock. Y'all, I did not hear the first noise of them coming in or TTing or anything. And, y'all, I got over nine hours of sleep, on Saturday night. In fact, I'm going to look right here and I'm going to see exactly how much sleep I got. Y'all, I got 100 on my score, 9 hours and 5 minutes. Anyway, I was up at my regular time and I had my brofkas and had some more of that toast. And then I watched the Miss Jane Pauley show. And y'all, then I listened to the Ruination Repeat. You know, that's with Gail and King, and they recap the previous week's little shows. And y'all, this was the very first episode. Y'all, Gail and King were very, very incensed that the So-So Question Desk had disparaging remarks. And y'all, they were also taken aback that they were doing a little show about a little show that they were featured on that they had never done that before. And it was, y'all, I think they were just kind of confused. Anyway, y'all, if you didn't listen to it, it's kind of funny. And then they all went to do some shopping, and they've left to go back to the big circle. And y'all, that's been the weekend. Hey, you got a little dead owl right there. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. I am sitting here anticipating watching the Tony Home Perm Awards. Oh, yes, everybody. I went with the fashionable lavender home perm this time, y'all. You know, as opposed to the blue hair rinse. Yes, everybody. I did the lavender hair rinse. Okay. And y'all, you know, Alex Lefebvre is probably touching himself. Manny, of course he is. And the puzzle. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And at Daniel, what did you think of Gail and King?
Excellent.
Yes, the Ruination Repeat. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.